Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, World Connect this week, we are turning to America because, well, you may have noticed or may have heard, there's a little thing called a general election going on over there. Very, very soon, in fact. But what's it like voting in an election in America if you're blind? How accessible is it? Well, two blind Americans have got in touch with us to tell us their experiences.
My name is Stephen Booth, and I'm living in Baltimore, Maryland. I voted in all of the elections. I would have to get people to vote with me, and that wasn't always easy because, you know, people feel uncomfortable voting for someone else's candidates. Or in the case of depending where you work, you certainly don't want your employer necessarily to know who you voted for.
Hi, my name is Aloma Bama, and I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I have been voting in elections here since 1974. I've been blind since birth, and so I have had to take someone with me to vote the way I asked them to, and hopefully they voted that way. And so I was never able to do this completely privately.
A few times I had to pick the officials, the election judges, and then usually you would get two judges, one from each of the parties, a Republican and Democrat, who would sort of oversee your vote. And then in 2006, here in Baltimore City, we had some machines installed for the first time that would allow a blind person to vote independently. So I walked in to the polling location, and for the very first time, I actually made my own vote.
I can now go into a voting booth, of course, and select all of my choices without having anyone to review or mark my ballot in any way. Finally, I get to be completely independent. There's a keypad, and the voting information is read to me through headphones, and all I do is select each candidate, and I can make sure that my voting is exactly what I want it to be.
The feeling of that first vote was very emotional. It was an exciting, not just exciting, but it was very satisfying to know that for the first time after almost 35 years, more than 35 years, I was able to vote now privately and independently.
I'm excited. This is a great thing that blind people can vote completely privately and independently now. So I'm looking forward to it.
And we wish you both well. Thank you, Aloma, and to Stephen as well, telling us about your experiences voting accessibly for the first time. Isn't that great that that is possible thanks to touchscreen technology?
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.